Zach, this is Eric dating on Adams John. That's Adams Adams. John Adams. John Adams. Date of birth is 3/2/1971. Date of visit is 2/9/26. 2/9/26. We make a copy for Dr. Hezzy Cohen. H-E-Z-I, Hezzy. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, M-D. Next paragraph, dear Hezzy, H-E-Z-I. Thank you for sending John Adams for preliminary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 54-year-old male who has a prior history of asthma. Episodes of wheezing and tightness in his chest and an occasional cough for several months. The patient has used a albuterol inhaler and also has been on Brio Ellipta 100/25 micrograms, one puff a day. He denies any fevers or chills or night sweats, but has some sinus drainage and postnasal drip. He has not had a recent chest x-ray. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history includes history of hypothyroidism, history of asthma, and past history for Parkinson's disease, for which he uses Sinemet. The patient also has obstructive sleep apnea and has been on CPAP. At night, there is a history for seasonal allergies and previous history of motor vehicle accident, at which time he suffered multiple trauma and had an exploratory laparotomy with the bowel resection. And he also had suffered rib fractures, period. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, habits, the patient does not smoke. And no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. The patient's father passed in brother passed away. And mother is in good health. Father had a history for asthmatic attacks. Can you please add in the habits? The patient did smoke in the past for about 10 years, less than a pack per day, and quit. Denies significant alcohol intake. Next paragraph, system review. The patient had no recent weight loss. He has fatigue. Denies glaucoma or cataracts. He has shortness of breath, occasional cough. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no black stools or diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain, no arm pain or calf muscle pain, and no palpitations or leg swelling. He has urinary frequency, no flank pains, and he has had no depression or anxiety. He has muscle stiffness, tremors of the extremities, and numbness of the extremities. There's itchy skin, rash under the armpits. Okay. Denies blackout spells or memory loss. Next, med list included allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily, albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN, brioleptar 200 micrograms 1 puff a day, protonix 40 milligrams daily, colchicine 0.6 milligrams daily. And Cinemet 25-100 milligrams, 1 TID. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white male was alert, no acute distress, no pallocyanosis, ictus. Oh, can you please add in the physical exam? This is a moderately overweight middle-aged white male, not average. No acute distress, no pallocyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 84, his patient's 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 215, saturation 96. HEND, non-phthalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation, asthmatic matters. Next, upper no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And breath sounds diminished at the periphery with no wheezes, crackles on either side. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1, S2, no murmur, S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, with no masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild tremors. There's no cap tenderness, no edema. Reflexes of 1 plus, no gross motor deficits, cranial is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Asthma with allergic rhinitis. Number two is obstructive sleep apnea. Number three, history of Parkinson's disease. Number four, gout. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. It will get a CBC with differential and IgE level and a total eosinophil count. Advised to continue with Briolipta 100 by 25 micrograms, one puff daily, and albuterol inhaler, two puffs, QIDPRN. And a follow-up is in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Let's talk to D'Souza. Copy of this for Dr. Hezi Cohen, H-E-Z-I. Cohen is C-O-H-E-N. Thank you. Dr. D'Souza.